Hi, this is Jim Plunkett, once again filling in for Lincoln Kennedy. And this week we're going to show you how the Denver Broncos are a little bit different with Brock Osweiler than they are with Peyton Manning. On this first play, we're showing Brock Osweiler fake the ball to the left, come out on a bootleg very deep. It gives him a separation between him and the defenders, and it gives him a chance to look down the field to look for his receivers. And he does a very good job. He's nothing downfield, so he drops it off short for a completion. Same play again. Good separation between him and the defenders. An easy completion, not for much yards, but still moving the ball down the field. His same play as before, a bootleg to the right. This time he goes down the field, though. He sees Emmanuel Sanders down the field, but he's well covered. The ball is knocked down, but for Osweiler, he's got the option of going deep or long. This time he chose to go deep. It did not work out, but he's still putting pressure on the DB. This time it's a bootleg to the left. He fakes the run to the right, holds the linebackers, comes back to this side, looking down the field. The play action to the right, he comes out left. Nobody down the field. He dumps it off for a short gain. Moving the pocket around, something Peyton Manning had trouble doing because, number one, of his injuries, and some of it because of his age, probably. But Osweiler gives him a little bit more. This is something that Gary Kubiak likes to do, moves the pocket around, gets deep, and looks down the field. And with Osweiler, this is something that Peyton Manning is having trouble doing right now because of his injury. He can't run the stretch plays. He can't run the bootlegs. Osweiler is very capable of doing both because he's more mobile. He can get outside the pocket and run those stretch plays that Gary Kubiak likes to run. So this is probably a lot of what we're going to see when we face the Denver Broncos on Sunday. I'm Jim Plunkett, filling in for Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.